Good evening. It's the Swing Jazz and Blues Show. It's your host, Jeff Stager. And tonight we're going to play a few tunes, a few guests. And stand by, folks. We'll play hopefully some of your favorite tunes, pass along some of the news of what's going on in the scene. And as usual, so much to do, and you can find something that you like to do, and you're going to have a lot of fun doing that. Let's start tonight's show. I'm going to play one I haven't played for some time. This is one by Donald Fagen, and this is called IGY. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Hi, this is Martin Hansen from Waterloo, and you're listening to the Sweet, Sweet Swing and Blues Show on CKMS Radio, 100.3 Sound FM.
Good evening, folks, and that's a little promo from our guest last week, Martin Hansen, who was in talking about his trips over to Asia and some talk about exchanges he was at, and we had a fellow guest there was Amy Nyland, and we had a great time talking about all kinds of neat stuff when it comes to swing dancing. And tonight's show is episode number 57, and it is the night before one of the originators of this show, David Trin, and his beloved Amanda Bell are going to do a hand-fasting ceremony, and we're all looking forward to that, and it'll be a great time. And tonight's show, right as a moment, is with myself, with your host, Jeff Steger. I can mumble mouth like crazy. What do you think, John? I think I should just quit this. And I'm so delighted tonight to have John Layden with me tonight. Thanks for coming out, John.
Good night. Yeah, it is night, really.
It was so good to see you on Tuesday. I went out to see the dancing in the park, and there was a great crowd out that night.
Yeah, I was pleasantly surprised. Numbers vary to dancing in the park, because at the worst, it's a few of us with a boombox listening to music and talking, and at the best, well, we've got about almost 30 people, I think, showed up overall on Tuesday.
Yeah, well, it was a great time, and you know, there's so many of us have that was a big part of our dance experience here in Waterloo, and what a great place to dance. It's certainly fun to dance in the dance hall, but to go outside and enjoy the evening air like that's just so much fun. And you know, I don't know about you, but sometimes you know, the location sort of changes your dance too as well. You know, it either makes it a bit more mellow or changes it up a little bit. So it's kind of nice that way.
Absolutely. Yeah. I find some people are a little less crazy, because when it's boardwalk, it's a little uneven, and you don't have to be careful of the edge. But
that's right. You know, make your footwork a little bit more crisp.
Yeah. But it's also a very casual environment, because it's outside. You can just sit around and talk. The music isn't super loud, so it's easier to talk.
Yes. But that's a good point. Yeah. So much of swing dancing, would you agree, is the social part where you talk to your fellow dancers. You're not just dancing exclusively all the time. And from time to time, you want to have a little chat about what they're doing, find some common interests, and it's so much easier in a spot where it's not too loud.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's good having both, right? Sometimes you want the super energy of a live dance, and sometimes you just want to hang out and enjoy each other's company and maybe dance a few songs.
I know you and I shared a little story that night, too, is the place where we dance at the park are octagons. And so there's typically a bench in the center. And one time there in the scene, a dance style called Swing Rueda was popular. It seemed to me every night, at least at one time in the evening, we'd have a Swing Rueda.
Yeah.
It was great fun. And
it's it wasn't my favorite dance, but it's it's a called dance where everyone gets in a circle.
Yeah, tell our listeners what that is, just so they know what and what kind of things you accomplish, you know, things, timing and so on.
Yeah. It's it actually is kind of stolen from Salsa Rueda, which is why it's called Rueda. It seems odd having a Latin name for such a dance, but it's you have someone that does the calling, and so they'll call out a move, and then you have your base move that you do when nothing's called. And so everyone dances in a circle, and on certain moves, which is most of the ones that are called, you actually switch partners. And so you get the follows generally moving all the way around the circle, and the leads will move a bit as well, because we have a tendency to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get a lot of people really enjoy watching it, because you see everyone dancing in unison, and it's not totally scripted or anything like that.
Yeah, it has you know that there's a certain number of moves that can be called, and you anticipate keeping a nice steady. The base move, for our listeners who know, is a swing out.
Yeah.
And unless told otherwise, you just continue doing swing outs with that partner you're with.
Yeah, and then they're called moves like Dame is.
Mm-hmm.
You switch partners, so you do a swing out. You let go of the partner you're currently with, and then if you're a follow, you join up with the next lead down the line and go with that. And if you're a lead, then you grab the follow that comes in beside you. And
well, there's outside turns and inside turns.
Inside turn. There's one called a Coca-Cola, which no one ever really got because we only ever did that move in the Rueda.
Yeah, that's it. But it's a legitimate dance move.
It is. It is. But yeah, especially back then, people just didn't do that move outside of it.
Yeah.
And then there were the less Lindy Hoppy moves that were pulled more directly from the Salsa Rueda, the Échauffé, I believe. I know I'm not saying that right. But that was basically a quick right side pass followed by another right side pass. So two four count right side passes. And then you grab hands with people on both sides. Mm-hmm. And then you start doing this thing in a circle and moving back and forth in that. And
yeah.
Yeah, that they called the amoeba, I think.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, I know what you mean now. I think I knew what you meant when you first said that. I really enjoyed that dance, and it seemed to me that it was a great training one, if nothing else, because the couples had to learn that your swing outs couldn't end at three quarters around. It had to be a full,
true
swing out, so that the transition from one part to the next was even and to maintain the integrity of the circle.
Yeah,
so
it also kind of could help build up speed and connection of names of moves together because what you have to...
Right, because the caller calls it. Right.
Yeah, and as a lead, you have to hear it get called, think, okay, this is what I'm going to do, and then do it in a way that the follow knows what you're doing. And I mean, it helps a bit that the follow hears the call as well, but if one of the partners isn't doing it, it's not going to work.
And also, you know, one of the treasures of swing dancing is that you like to dance with as many of the other either follows or leads as you can that night. But in Rueda, you probably meet that person, you know, five or six times in one song. So you can go through a quick practice and get your skills up when it comes to a good clean of swing out or an outside turn, and practice this with a different partner every, if there was like six couples in the circle, that meant after the sixth call, you were with that person again, and away you go.
Yep.
And there's fun little things. I saw one that was, they actually did a little Charleston. They caught the caller called Charleston. You do, with that partner, you do a Charleston before they say swing out or something.
Hmm.
So it's pretty amazing what you can add into it. So it's quite nice.
Yeah, I particularly liked the watching, or they've also made a Balruweda version.
Yeah.
I particularly enjoy seeing other versions. Yeah,
yeah, I think I saw a video of that, and that would be that looks really nifty.
There was one time a few years ago that I learned the Salsa Rueda, and it's kind of funny because I'm not a big salsa dancer.
Yes.
And as I said before, Rueda isn't my favorite, but doing them together made complete sense, and it was actually really fun. And I kind of feel like Balboa meets that kind of mashup a little better than Lindy Hop.
Yeah.
But not as many people know Balboa, so you're not...
No, but
unless you're working on it with a specific large group of people, you're not going to get a Balboa Rueda going on.
I know that the Hepcat Hoppers were going to have Balboa lessons.
I believe they've had some recently.
Yeah.
I'm quite glad that they've started doing Balboa.
Me too.
It's a really fun dance.
It is.
It's,
yes.
And I've taught it at Swing Club a few times, but when I'm teaching at Swing Club, I love the opportunity to teach there, but we can't have non-students. We can't have people that don't have the membership join. And so it's great that Headcat Hoppers can teach BAL and offer it to everyone in KW and not just University of Waterloo students and alum.
That's true. And, when I first started in the swing scene here, in fact, you could be a non-university member and take those classes, but now you can't. So,
it was simply to make the bureaucracy a bit easier. We had to stop letting in all of the people from outside. But by that point, there were already studios offering lessons, and people were going to those lessons more than Swing Club.
So let's play a song here. Looking through my collection here and looking at one called Lavender Coffin, and I particularly like the one by 3 Cent Stomp. They're a newer band, but the great old song. And I know back in my more consistent DJ days, this is always thought to be a good transition song. Mm-hmm. You know, if you were running two or three songs over fast, you wanted to move into a slower set. It wasn't, it's sort of halfway in between.
Rather than the harsh cut from
180 to 120.
Yeah, like 200 BPM to 80.
Yeah, yeah. That's a little bit kind of.
I hear that a lot, actually.
Yeah. Well, you know, and it that first bit of music, you want to have a bit more gradual transition. Maybe later at night when everybody needs a little kind of like shock to get doing something, it works. But all right, let's play this song. And this is the Swing Jazz and Blues Show, episode number 57. And today is August the 2nd and 2012. And welcome aboard, folks. We'll play a few more tunes, and John and I will be talking some more about swing dance. We'll be right back.
Hoffberg here, and you know what you're listening to? The Swingin' Blues Radio Show on CKMS 100.3. Don't go anywhere, because something awesome's about to come your way. Blues!
Blues! I love that. I can't put a name and face to Joe Hoffberg right now, but I think she was in the area. I think actually Dave got that promo from an exchange he was at somewhere in the States.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
I recognize the name like crazy.
I know Dave, and especially I hear from Turlock and Anne. They're big fans of Joe's. She does really neat solo jazz stuff, really stylized and interesting routines, as well as great Lindy Hop.
So I was just thinking back to, John, we last talked with Susie Knight, and I was sharing with you that how delightful it is when you have a quiet night like that is, and you can talk to some of the other swing dancers, and what a great time without a rush that you can just get to know about people you've seen in the scene for a while. And I was just, I think it passed on to you, I was just really delighted to hear a relatively new dancer, and he was describing his experience and how he was connecting the dots with the various styles of dance.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, there's so many people in the scene, and I wish they all could be on this station sometime, because everyone's story is just a delight. Reminds me of so much of my beginnings. I know our listeners probably have had great guests, but it's all I like the new dancers. And I'm sure, John, I don't want to catch you flat-footed and all, but don't you see in a new dancer explaining the stuff, and you think that was yourself some time ago? And
oh, yeah, yeah. I remember a lot of the times when things just clicked, especially you said connecting the dots between the different dances and all of that. Mm-hmm. I've taken some really great lessons with some at some workshops of like kind of a history of swing dance, and you get to see how if you look at this aspect of Charleston, how it turns into a swing out in Lindy Hop, but then you also look at like a old social foxtrot and how that's similar to Balboa, but also similar to Lindy Hop and all sorts of stuff like that. It's really nice.
I know what you're talking about now, because sometimes you know, you can go to an exchange and they'll show and from the instructor will take time and have short movie clips of that style of dance from each thing, and you can actually visually see it, and you can and ta-da, the lights go on, you can see that transition where something was straight line and it's now rotary and change the whole dance.
Yeah, and it's learning the different feels of the dances and really getting used to it, and then eventually sometimes they almost meld a little too much. There was one time when I had trouble dancing Balboa because it kept turning into Lindy Hop.
Yeah. But, you know, the dancing is a creative act, and there's this legions of stuff written about. The whole point is to continually introduce new elements in the dance to create a new one.
Oh, yeah.
But I do appreciate it, and I get it that, you know, you need to start from for lack of a better term, the pure form. Yeah. What it was in the beginning before you can...
It's the kind of synthesis of art and design where you learn from all of these great dancers and you look at all of these different great artists, and then you take what you like from all of them and you put it together and bring yourself into it and create something new.
Mm-hmm.
And
depending on you know, which scene you're in, and depending on which workshops you go to and what either as you go to town or guests come in, each of us learns a unique and one-of-a-kind type association with one dance to the other and the words to describe those dances.
Yeah.
And out of that, of course, comes new stuff, it seems.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So,
and end this discussion, and that's what we like to do on our show here, is talk about dance, talk about how much fun it is and what's coming up. And in fact, tonight I'll have the usual list of announcements, and invite our listeners to listen closely and find something that they like, and look forward to participating at any level, and including this show. And we'll also like to play a few songs that John may have. I see you're fiddling around with your gizmo there. And
Well,
this is the one that was running out of power the other day. I hope it'll let me play quickly.
No, it's fully charged now.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Now I forgot my headphones, so I've got to choose ones songs that I'm very familiar with so that I know the right version comes up.
Yeah, good point. Well, did you have something like queued up there already?
Yeah, got... this is one ages... It's been a while since I've been on your show. But,
yeah, actually,
it's been, I think, a few months.
Is that when you were throwing rocks at the window? No, that was in the middle of winter.
No, that was the time before, I think.
Okay.
But, I was going to play this song, and I ended up playing another one instead just because the mood struck me. But this is one that I really like from...
This is one you played the other night, wasn't it? Tuesday.
Yeah, I played this Tuesday.
Oh, good man.
It's one that I have fond memories of from when I first started dancing back when we were doing some workshops and stuff. And we actually got Mel Brown, who was a local blues legend, to play for us. And it was really great. This is Spoonful by Mel Brown and the Homewreckers.
You just press a button and we'll be listening.
Maybe a spoonful of been crying about it. Some of them lied about it. They even died about it. Everybody fighting over school. That's I guess.
Well, folks, I guess you can tell why that's a favorite tune. Mel Brown. Where to start there? I was actually over at the new Waterloo Regional Museum, and then Mr. Brown did get an award for being a pioneer in the Waterloo region, one of a kind, and there's a whole wall full of those persons, and he is a tribute to bringing a whole new blues type music to our area that otherwise wouldn't have been there when he called this place home. And John and I, we were talking about dances he was at. You know, you can remember him being at the...
I know he did at least one of the dances for one of the workshops we did ages ago, back in the first year that I was dancing, swing dancing. And then after a bunch of these workshops that we were doing, we had the big Waterloo Blues Junkie Exchange, which was a big event with, I think, close to 300 people from all over North America came to that one.
Yeah.
And Mel Brown played one of the nights for that as well. It was really great. Yeah.
I know, and you know, I just telling you a story, but I know when I first started dancing, and you know, Vivian was listening, she got a kick out of this, but I can remember meeting her the first time, and this is up at the Flying Dog on Thursday nights, and at that time you could still smoke at the Flying Dog, and John Lee'd be at his keyboards puffing away in a cigarette, and then at some point that quit, and I guess we could put a date to that by whenever we go back in the archives and see when it became not allowed to smoke in bars.
Yeah.
So, but a lot of fond memories of Mel Brown, and boy, we should play more of his stuff. But for our new swing dancers, it was an experience when that man played, so we had a lot of good times with him.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to try to play a song here, too. I found a really good one on the station computer, and I think we'll play another tune here. Another Canadian, this is David Wilcox, and cross my fingers. I think this is going to work. All right, we're right back here at episode 57 of the Swing Jazz and Blues Show. It's your host, Jeff Steger, with guest John Layden. See you in a bit. There it is, folks.
Catman, Catman, you stay away from my house at night. Catman, you stay away from my house at night. You're prowling around my back door when I'm gone. And now you know that ain't right. Late last night, I heard a noise, and I asked my wife, what was that? Late last night, I heard a noise, and I asked my wife, what was that? She said, don't be so suspicious, David. It wasn't anything but a cat. The reason reason I call him Catman. He won't come around in the day. He comes around after midnight and steals my crane when I'm away. Tell me a cat has 9 lives. Well, I believe it's true. They tell me a cat has 9 lives. Well, I believe it's true. If a cat man has 9 lives. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, he's gonna need 'em when I get through.
Every Monday night at Hepcats, the joyful sounds of swing jazz and blues music is played by local live bands or DJs. They will keep you dancing all night long starting at 9 p.m. Enjoy an introductory dance lesson starting at 8:30 p.m. included in the cover price. Hepcats is located at 42 Herb Street East, Waterloo. Please use the side door entrance. For more information, visit www.hepcathoppers.ca.
Shady Nook Farms, raising all-natural cattle with care, are your local food source for beef. We have whole sides, half sides, hamburger, and summer sausage, and freezer packs. Locally raised and prepared, visit our website at shadynook.ca.
Well, we're back, and that was Catman by David Wilcox, and I don't know if you picked it up, but the cat, the Mason's guitar, tried to squawk like a cat.
Yeah. At first. Think, oh, what's that sound? And yeah, oh, it's the cat. I
know. When I first heard this song, I thought, you know, is it like there's feedback in this thing? What's going on? Because he starts off with making the guitar do that. So
yeah,
so we're doing pretty good for the Canadian artists so far. So that's all right. So we had briefly talked a little bit about Mel Brown, and there's certainly a lot of really good artists in town. I can think of some great times with Daddy Longlegs and Water Street Blues Band.
And Douglas Watson.
Douglas Watson. And are you really going to popular. You're going to Blues Festival in another week or two, right?
Oh, yeah.
Anything pick up? You know, I got the brochure here in my bag here. Tell us listeners while I find it. Maybe if you think of some bands you'd like to hear. Like,
I haven't looked at the schedule much yet. I always go to as much of the Blues Festival as I can actually make it to. Set up downtown Kitchener with great big stage and a couple of side stages, and there's big barbecue stands and a bit of a bazaar going on.
Well, have a look at that. I just handed John the brochure. I have stashed away in my carry bag here tonight, and I know I've got a few lined up I want to see. In fact, I believe there's a Facebook group put together by Ryan, and he's just had a... Him and others have just put together a tentative list together, and they do have Mel Brown on there. And if you're listening,
Miss Angel.
Brown, Miss Angel,
the Home Wreckers. Yeah, I just noticed that.
I said Mel Brown. It's on my mind. I meant Douglas Watson. And it occurs to me now that, you know what, this is also Amy's birthday, and she wants to go see see Douglas Watson. You know, I'm stuck in a loop here. So I think that says Rum Runner Pub. Well, he'd be on the stage, and typically the artists do go to some of the bars in town.
Yeah, usually after the headliner, a bunch of bars will have different musicians, and you go in and have a few beers and enjoy the music.
Yeah, in a different setting. Instead of being outside and maybe just hugely loud, much more intimate bar scene. So,
yeah.
Anything on there you like?
Well, you're putting me on the spot here because I haven't actually looked at the schedule yet.
Okay, you keep looking there because it just occurred to me. I am going to queue up a song here by Bobby Bland.
I know
he's coming up this year, and I love his stuff. We used to play a pile of this thing, and maybe I get my... headsets on here. I'll figure out one that would really suit here. But also, they've done a good job as usual of having a nice variety of blues bands, not just always like the really newer stuff.
They're looking at this list. There's a pretty good variety of stuff. Like you've got some stuff that's more close to soul, some older style blues in here.
Here's one I'm gonna, I'm gonna cue this one. This is Farther Up the Road by Bobby Blue Band. We'll put that on the list and then we'll try that one a little later. That'd be just real good fun. So, a few more moments to have a look at that. Taj Mahal is coming.
Yeah, I saw
that. Did you see that?
Yeah, that's a...
I saw one of the organizers of that show, Rob Diamond from the Water Street Blues Band. He's one of the principals of the thing. And I said, how come you put on Bobby Blue Bland and Taj Mahal at the same time? And he said, it's very simple. It's because we know it's going to be packed, and how you can't have, like, thousands of people mobbing one stage. So they put them on at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
Just to keep the crowds... and that makes perfect sense, because those two gentlemen have been around through a lot of music and a lot of different styles. And, I'm just getting excited. I'm just going to... I got one here I just love by Taj Mahal. I just love how a show kind of segues into different stuff to play.
Yeah, those are some great big names. And they'll be... pretty much the last guys playing this weekend. We've got they're on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby Blue Bland at 3:10 and Taj Mahal at 3:30 on different stages.
Yeah, I'm about to hustle. I have some family obligations in about 2:00 on Saturday, so I'm gonna have to get that all wound up and back into town. But I don't think I'll be disappointed. There's so much going on that you can't go wrong. So. It's a good deal.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, all right. Let's. Now that I got all excited about these songs, let me just put on both these artists. This first will be Farther Up the Road by Bobby Blue Bland, and then we'll play a song by Taj Mahal called Strut. We'll be right back.
Just what you sow. That old saying is true. You got to reap just what you sow. That old saying is true. Like you mistreat someone, someone's gonna mistreat you. Now you're laughing, pretty baby. Someday you're gonna be crying. Now you're laughing, pretty baby. Someday you're gonna be crying. Further on up the road, you found out I wasn't lying.
You should have never said you love me when you laid across my folding bed. Never said you love me when you laid across my folding bed. Drinking your white lightning, baby, talking all out of your head. You said, baby, 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 that's all right with me. You said, daddy, 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 that's all right with me. You can have my juicy loving, but don't you throw it in the deep blue sea. Why don't you mind your own business? Why don't you mind your own business? Cause if you mind your own business, then you won't be minding mine. Oh, the woman on the party line is such a nosy thing. She picks up her receiver when she knows it's my ring. Why don't you mind your own business? Why don't you mind your own business? Cause if you mind your own business, then you won't be minding mine. Why don't you mind your own business? Mind your own business.
Hey there, this is Ann Siktosh from the UW Swing Club, and you're listening to the Swing and Blues Show on CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM.
Thanks so much, Ann. Hope you're getting ready for Lindy Stock. I believe you're heading down there. When's she going to Lindy Stock?
Well, they're going sometime tomorrow, probably pretty early tomorrow, because it's up in Algonquin Park, yeah. So it's a bit of a drive.
And but, it'll be weekend traffic.
Yeah, I'm a bit sad that I'm missing out on that.
Those three songs we played, the first, of course, was by Bobby Blue Bland, and he's very much that true type. He plays that type of music for his whole stuff. But John, I'm just commenting that Taj Mahal has so many different styles of music, it's hard to believe it's the same man when he plays.
You know? It really is, yeah. Well,
like, and you've got some stuff on your deck here, too.
I've just got a couple of songs by him, but the one I was queuing up was very similar to the last one that you played. But then most of the other Taj Mahal that I've heard has been completely different from that, and very, like, some of it getting into rock and roll and
yeah,
all like, that. It's
so the man's as exotic as his name. The Taj Mahal, of course, is in India.
Yeah.
But he is foreign to North America, foreign born and raised, but he has certainly adopted so many of the world styles.
Yeah.
And kept parts of his songs true to that style, but at the same time had the flexibility and skills to make songs that were so completely different. I just can't get over it.
Yeah.
So Lindy Stock is coming up and a whole bunch of other stuff, and we'll maybe could putter on through some of these here announcements.
Yeah. Well, you grab those announcements. We'll just mention that Lindy Stock is a camping trip that Toronto Lindy Hop puts on every year, and so they've been going up to Algonquin. There's a campsite just out of there. They can only fit 60 people, which is pain because the registration filled up in about 1 hour. Like sometime Saturday afternoon a few months ago, registration opened up. An hour later it was filled. But if you can get through, it's a really fun event. There's swimming in rivers, there are canoes, campfires, hanging out, singing, lots of dancing, because they have a dance every night, and then some late night dancing even, and yeah.
I'm just trying to look here quickly. Lindy Stock must be about the fourth or fifth Lindy Stock, maybe more.
Fourth one.
Is it fourth? Okay.
Yeah, it's the fourth one. The second one at their current location, which is apparently people like it a lot better than the location they had before. So
yeah.
It's going up on the up and up.
On the up and up.
Yeah.
Well, let's just go through some of the announcements while we're talking. I'm going to play a little background song. I kind of had fun doing this last week. We'll see how this goes. So it was kind of fun to have a little background thing happening there.
This is the sound of the 30s.
I don't have my headsets on. That should be about right, I hope.
Yeah.
I'll take a chance. That's about right. So we have tonight what you call... Oh, where are we going to start here? We have live jazz nights are still going on. Oh, that's on Monday night. So the rates are going up on September 3rd. To support that venue, that's on Monday nights. Weekly classes are scheduled for the start of the week of September. Go to the website, Google Calendar, and newsletters have been published. Tonight's show is episode 57, and next week will be David Trent hosting episode 58, and I will be doing 59 to 60. We're looking for help in the community. A Monday night MC would be very much appreciated. Come out and give it a try. Sign up sheet that's available. Looking for swing dance instructors, that'd be leads. We're looking for swing dance performers, also leads. And West Coast swing dance coordinator for dances and online promotion It leads. You got a chuckle out of that.
No, I got a chuckle out of that because Turlock has been very instrumental to the Hepcat Hoppers, and he's leaving in a few weeks.
Well,
so
you know what? It just occurred to me. He's done all three
of those things. All of that is having to fill in Turlock. So because he's been so busy.
That's true.
Yeah.
Oh, Turlock.
So hopefully they'll get a few different leads to help out and fill in those big shoes.
Yeah, I hear you. Got that right. I don't think he ever did the West Coast Swing Dance coordination, but he certainly did all the other things.
Yeah.
No birthdays this right now, not that we know of, I don't think. There was nothing at the last dance, the birthday announcements.
Yeah, there were a bunch in the July, but I don't know of any coming up.
As far as ongoing in the scene, there we have, it's just passed now, but a visitor from the States has been teaching spin and belly dancing for swing dancers. That was Tuesday night. Two lessons, Aubrey. Aubrey, that's her name. They got a short form to Breeze, so I guess that's on the sign of familiarity. Kitchener Blues Festival, we mentioned that, August 9th to 12th. As I mentioned earlier in the show, tomorrow is David and Amanda's hand binding ceremony. And you can go online or on Facebook or through their Hepcat Hopper site and see that it is. And they're doing a public commitment of their love. A ceremony based on an early tradition in Western Europe, and it's called hand fasting. So come on out for a good time. There's dancing and the ceremony at 7:30 and things to eat. Also, dancing in the park. That's Tuesday night at 11. Had a great time on Tuesday night. And John, how long
Tuesday night at 8:30.
Okay.
Yeah, we end at 11, so you probably don't want to show up then.
And so you're going to probably do that right through until it gets too cold, like middle of September, maybe?
Yeah, I think in the past we've gone right up until the end of September.
Yeah.
Probably not quite the end of September, because a few of us will be going to New Orleans for ULHS.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Which is very exciting, as always.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys are lucky. Man, that's much fun to go to New Orleans.
It's my one chance to travel this year.
You've made a good choice.
Yeah.
Jazz Room, as mentioned before, is still operating. It's at the Hoother Hotel, kwjazzroom.com. Blues Festival West Coast Swing Dance Party is coming up August the 18th. I went to the last West Coast Dance Party. It was a great time. And one of our good members in the community, Kevin Perbu, had opened up his home for late night. So it was a fine evening. And they actually had something different this year. For this last dance, they actually got together for a meal at the Hoother, I think.
Oh, yeah, and they're doing a meal for the next one as well. I really like that idea.
Do you like? I was just going to say, what did you like? Yeah.
I didn't get a chance to go to it, but I love the idea of going and hanging out with people and getting to know them as well as dancing, as we were saying earlier. And I've had a few workshops that have had, like, big meals that everyone can get together and share, and they've always been really enjoyable.
Well, that's good news, and I'm glad the West Coast guys are starting that, and that's good for them. So that's August 18th, which is actually quite soon, isn't it? Introductory West Coast swing lesson, and then a DJ dance afterwards. The Dixieland Jazz Club starts on September 8th at the Royal Canadian Legion. First band will be the Ragweed Jazz Band. They've been here before. Nationally is Swing Toronto Saturday Night Swing Dance Party this, I guess that must be like now. Oh, August 4th is Patrick Tublin.
Yeah.
And Lindy Stock, as you mentioned, is this weekend.
But of course you can't go because it's completely filled up. Unless you're already booked.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Rhythm Ramble comes up at September 12th, 14th, the 16th. And that's some outstanding instructors from Sweden. They nicknamed themselves the Swedish Meatballs Edition. So
yeah,
sounds like fun.
Now I've seen a few announcements about that one in particular. They're looking for leads. The follows
something or what? Why are they looking for leads? Is it a teaching?
It's a workshop. They've got four Swedish instructors. For those of you that don't know, Sweden is actually huge for Lindy Hop.
Yeah.
There's a dance camp every year that goes on about 5 weeks called Harang, and that's been going for the past, I don't know how long, probably around 20 years. And the Swedish dancers are really amazing.
Yeah, they sure are.
This workshop in particular, the follow spots are pretty much all filled up.
Yeah.
There's a waiting list for follows. They're going to, as they get more leads, they're going to add more follows because they want to keep the numbers even.
If
you're a lead and you want to learn from some of the top dancers in the world, you should definitely take advantage of that. It's at a very reasonable price. And I'm actually about to register for it myself.
Mm. It'd be fun to go.
Yeah.
I've got stuff on the week after, all during the week.
Sorry about that.
Are you dropping your...
I fiddle around with things, so...
Yeah, that's fine. I just was hoping it wasn't your music player, then we'd be kind of down to only what I've got here to play.
Yeah.
Just to wrap this up, the Victoria Lindy Exchange is coming up... October 26th in Victoria, British Columbia. I should get to the microphone here. Here we go. Jazz Dance Film Festival in Seattle, Lindy Exchange. And it seems to me I went on there and checked that out, and it's almost like it must be going to be dancing, but it's a big time about music videos. So you put together something and they'll play it, I think. Jeju Swing Camp Korea, September 7th and 9th. Cologne Lindy Exchange, August 30th to September 3rd. Cologne, Germany. Swing Out New Hampshire. Now, that I've been there once. That's a good time. I wouldn't fault anybody for wanting to go down to see that. And there probably is still openings in that, but their website is swingoutnh, which of course stands for New Hampshire, swingoutnh.com. And close to home, Buffalo, New York has the 5th Annual Swing Dance Workshop, and it's featuring Nick Williams and Sylvia Sykes, who are big names in this Lindy Hop scene.
Yeah. Big names in the bal scene as well. But
yes, that's right.
I'm not sure what they're teaching at that.
Oh, goodness. That's also September 14th to 16th, the same as the one in Toronto. How did that happen? How did we manage to get world-class instructors on the same weekend?
There's so many opportunities.
On the same weekend here. And oh, man, that's crazy.
So many opportunities, so little time, right?
Oh. That's nutty. Oh, well, that's okay, I guess. Either one, you're going to learn a pile of stuff. And just to finish off the announcements here is the Cleveland Lindy and Blues Exchange, September 21st to 23rd, Cleveland, Ohio. So if you want to go on another T-shirt and have a good time, that's the place to go. So,
yeah.
Okay, let me just put another tune on here, John. We'll get back to some of your stuff there.
Okay.
And we're just going to play a classic here that I haven't heard for a while. And this should have played this last night because Jimmy was bugging me for a good dance tune. We'll play Shake, Rattle, and Roll by Big Joe Turner, and then we'll be back and switch our leads, our phone audio cords here, and we'll play some more from John's stuff. Episode 57, it's your host, Jeff Steger, for the Swing, Jazz, and Blues Show here on CKMS Radio, 100.3 Sound FM. And with me tonight is John Layden, so we will be right back.